You have arrived at your destination.
Brandon.
Hoss.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going good. Patrick, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm back.
Awesome. Patrick is back with us, Hoss.
I actually had something to talk with you boys about before the show gets going.
Oh, okay.
I have a financial opportunity for you to get involved in. Who wants to get together $69 billion to buy Activision? Coming at the last minute.
I legitimately messed up and lose 68
points. I legitimately thought this was going to be an NFT thing, so I'm honestly quite pleasantly surprised.
I have $611 in my bank account right now. Who's got the other 68.9999 billion?
Yeah. So
let me call everyone that I know and see if anybody just wants to throw it. You know, maybe we get like a chip going.
Right.
We're going to kickstart buy an Activision. we're going to go on. What was the other one? We're going to Indiegogo us buy an Activision. It's a GoFundMe, except it's a GoFundUs. We'll all own Activision, and then we can all beat the living shit out of Bobby Kotick. It'll be great. Brandon, it's time.
It's time for the Video Destruct podcast, where Activision was sold.
To start with that. That's kind of
the big news. We're predicting stuff that's happening this year. That's what we're doing.
Which I do want to. I do have to give a shout out to a guy that I work with named Dan, who actually he listens to the show. He listened to your All's Matrix episode, and he went back and listened to my. Debut. He actually called this about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, like we were just talking at work, and he was like, "Yeah, no, Microsoft should just buy Activision, and that'll fix everything." Wow. And I was like, "Yeah, but that'll never happen."
one week later.
So it's been about 18 months since Microsoft acquired Bethesda, and you know that was $10.9 billion.
That was 7-ish billion. It's basically 10 times what they paid.
Well, and then
Bethesda.
2 weeks ago we were talking about Take-Two. I don't know if this was on the show or off the show, but you know they acquired Zynga for 12 billion.
We were just talking privately.
And then it's just out of nowhere, Microsoft just lays all their dominoes on the table and goes, "Domino, motherfucker!"
So I think that what I read was this is more money than the next 10 biggest video game acquisitions combined.
Okay, and that actually, when you put it in perspective for that, I do think that there's a lot of talk about antitrust and monopoly and all this kind of shit, which A, given what they had to go through in the 90s, pretty sure Microsoft has a plan for how to combat this. Also, they could just look at the Disney playbook and figure that out too. They're still the number three video game firm behind Sony and Tencent. So this is not a monopoly.
No. I mean, consolidation is just, I think that we're headed down a path of this is just going to keep happening. Like, all the third parties are going to get purchased.
I don't know that it's going to be all the old dogs that are kind of struggling to find their way.
Well, we've sort of been in this position where there's AAA and there's indies.
Yeah, like that triple I is what people call it. You know, the more higher budget indie published things.
Like single A type games, you know, movie tie-in stuff and smaller games that used to be like big on PS2. It doesn't exist anyway. No. So as far as like actual development goes, I mean, as far as like playing video games and being a consumer of video games, this is probably going to be great just from a consumer value standpoint, especially once all this stuff hits Game
Pass.
Unless
you're a console loyalist. Like,
unless you are absolutely committed to PlayStation, which I think this opens the door for eventually Game Pass being on PlayStation.
I think that's there, but also like, you know, for at least the next 3 years, Sony has time to figure it out because they have that contract in place with Activision for all that early map shit, which would be really funny to see a PlayStation branded commercial for the early release of maps of a Microsoft-owned property, and then a Xbox logo splash at the end. That'll be the weirdest commercial to watch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about Deathloop. Yeah. Deathloop is made by a Microsoft-owned studio, and it's a PS5 exclusive.
Well, or, so. You know, what was it last year when we got to see MLB The Show on Game Pass, which had a fucking Sony logo at the beginning. Yeah. Like, nothing makes any sense anymore. The one thing that, like, out of all this, I've thought about this a lot over the course of the last couple of weeks. And for me, it's a really good opportunity for Microsoft and a lot of the studios that they have and the other studios at Activision that were just being support studios for Call of Duty and shit. You know, maybe we get more Crash games and Spyro's games. Maybe Skylanders comes back. Maybe Guitar Hero comes back. What the fuck about Tony Hawk?
Phil Spencer name dropped Hexen. Like,
well, it was a pack in. It was pre-installed on your Xbox 360 on day one, baby.
No, I think that this definitely gives. Like, I think this is a positive.
They own Geometry Wars now. Maybe we'll get a Geometry Wars game that isn't fucking awful.
Also, we can give Banjo Kazooie to Toys for Bob and get Banjo 3.
Get one of those.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Now, if it gets us a Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts 2, I'm in.
I mean, I'll take that also.
I like that game a lot. I think that game was really good. It's the only Banjo game I enjoy.
Well, you're wrong.
What about a cameo?
It is good. I don't think.
I was just about to say Grandma the Goomba.
There we go.
Cobra Triangle 2.
Yeah.
That's the one.
No, but I really do think, I think it is going to be good for the industry in general. I think once the shock wears off, and like we actually start to see the repercussions of it, I don't think we're going to really see anything from this for a few years.
Yeah, I agree. And I was listening to a podcast last week, just kind of seeing what everybody had to say right as the news broke. And I think one of the most poignant things that I heard from anybody was, I think it was Jeff Grubb, the guy who does Games Beat. He was on the Bombcast last week. And he said, eventually, Activision was going to miss a Call of Duty release, and it was going to throw that company into a tailspin. You know, eventually something, they have almost missed it a bunch of times. They had to strip the campaign out of Black Ops 4, you know, like, just, there have been a lot of really rough paths. And I would argue that Vanguard and Black Ops Cold War, if it wasn't for Warzone, people would be fucking digging a hole. For Activision.
What's crazy about this, just like looking at the financial numbers and trying to figure out, like, people have talked so much shit about Call of Duty Vanguard. Like, I haven't heard a single positive thing about that game. And it was the number one selling game of last year.
Yeah, but like, it was 30-something% down from the previous year. Yes. It's...
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's Call of Duty at 2/3 of its power is the best selling game of the year. And then Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War was the second best selling game of last year. So it's like, Call of Duty's still
it's a
juggernaut,
especially like
even though you don't hear about it in the outside of the mainstream as much. Like, people who play every video game don't talk about Call of Duty that much. To the average person, that's still the video game that they play. You know,
well, and the we don't talk about Fortnite very much, but that's the single
it's
single biggest game in the world. You know, like, who's talking exactly about like Minecraft? Like, that game is quietly making billions every year.
Yeah, no. Absolutely. It is like that. I think that's something that I forgot, was that Call of Duty is Minecraft and it is Fortnite.
Yeah.
And it is Candy Crush. You know, it's like that kind of thing.
And Minecraft,
everybody plays it.
Call of Duty was eating out of every bucket that they possibly could. They still had a $60 a year box product. They were still doing microtransactions. They had a free to play game with a shitload of microtransactions in it. And so they were just eating out of every trough available. So, like, when you look at a company that effectively has three games a year and you say they somehow are worth $70 billion, that's how you get there. The reason they were only $70 billion is because that company's valuation was, like, halved, and then Microsoft paid 50% on top of the halved rate.
I think that's kind of the thing that I'm... In general, like, playing video games and the industry, I think this is going to be positive.
Sure.
But I do sort of, it does sort of make me sick to my stomach that, like, all of these shitty people. Like, yes, they're going to be gone from Activision, and that's fantastic, and they'll be out of positions of power, but they're all laughing all the way to the bank. Like, they don't fucking care what you think about them. They're not going to face any legal repercussions. Like, Bobby Kotick's just going to go off and live on an island, and we'll never hear from him again, but that still kind of sucks. Now, on the other hand, something that I do want to bring up, on our Game of the Year episode, my first show, we said that the best trend in the industry was Xbox customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Game Pass. And we said the worst thing was Activision. Yep. So, there you go.
Well, from the sounds of it, the mid to upper management was the biggest failing point. Because, yes, if your middle managers are being unkind, you know, to the workforce, if you have good middle to upper management, they will seek that out and burn it out. And, you know, if there's one thing, you know, Microsoft of, let's say, circa 2010, you know, they worked Bungie to death. Oh, and to the point where that company took years to figure out their culture after they left. And I think a lot of the people at Microsoft went somehow to this point, like, I think the most interesting divestion of a business in video game history is Microsoft saying, okay, you can leave to Bungie. We just get to keep Halo. And I think that was just a reaction from Microsoft proper saying, like, we kind of ran these people into the dirt. And it doesn't sound like Microsoft treats their employees that way anymore. I mean, look at how much longer they gave to such a crucial release like Halo Infinite. Halo Infinite needed...
Yeah, no, I trust Phil Spencer. Yeah,
that game needed to be delayed a year, and then still wasn't fully ready. I think Microsoft circa 2010 would have pushed that game out the door last December, and it would have been a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. No, I think that they're in a position where this acquisition feels positive. Like, it feels like, okay, Microsoft knows what they're doing. They're going to get this fixed. And I think 5-10 years from now, we're going to have a lot of really successful franchises that have been reborn or restarted or rebooted or whatever because of this.
Yeah.
But like I said, the only thing that makes me sick is like, oh man, all these people who ran Activision into the ground are going to be rewarded.
Well, I'm going to, you know, kind of go to a little bit of the more positive side of this as my final exit quote on this thing is that, so Microsoft needs to have an ecosystem where you had talked about the death of single A.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft needs to have a consistent flow of every month to 2 months, they have something cool that you can only play there.
Yeah.
And yeah, for Game Pass. I think that, you know, like, make a fucking sequel to Singularity. You know, make a sequel to all these, like, mid-tier games that Activision used to just kind of have on their value label. Make a new Soldier of Fortune. You know, like, I'm not saying a new Soldier of Fortune would be godlike or anything, but it would be fucking fun and different. Nobody's making a weird game like that.
You can quote me on this, and it is not a prediction for this year, but in the next 5 years, there will be a new Zork game.
Is it a standalone Zork game, or is it a Zork in another game?
No, it's going to be a standalone Zork, and it's going to be a small Battletoads-type budget. But just as a way of, like, cachet with the hardcore gamer for Microsoft to be like, yeah, no, we're cool. We know what Zork is. Like, we bought Activision and we're bringing everything
back.
I'm
not familiar with Zork. I'm lost on this one. So
Zork was a text adventure.
Yeah, it was like, the original. I don't want to say the original text adventure, but like the first.
I think it was the first commercially released. Other than that, they were just hobbyist projects.
But it's been buried in Activision's like backyard for literally 30 years.
If I'm not mistaken, Zork appeared on one of the monitors in the first Black Ops.
That might be the last time.
The
room
that you were interrogated in, that's what's on that screen.
Do they make it some indie avant-garde style, there is no game here style text adventure? Do they
I think it's going to be like one of those sort of, like the trend of making like very artsy, like you know how EA has its like EA indies kind of label? I think there's going to be a Microsoft version of that, and the flagship title is going to be Zork Reborn or Zork Returns or whatever you want to call it.
Zork Reloaded.
You step away. You step away from the text computer and start adventuring yourself. You know, very meta.
Something like
Zork
like
Resurrection.
Zork reintroduced. Anyway,
But yeah. I guess my closing thing on this is, I think that in 5-10 years from now, when the dust has settled, we're going to look back on this as one of the seismic moments in the gaming industry. Like Sega leaving the console space.
Yeah.
Like Nintendo backing out of the PlayStation deal.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be one of those
things.
Yeah,
the one where the landscape kind of just shifted in some weird direction. Yeah. Yeah.
Can
yeah.
I have one thing I to be thankful that. Of?
Sure.
So in this, I understand that not everybody's happy about Microsoft acquiring them, but if Microsoft has proven one thing, they're fucking in, right? You know, they're in it to fucking win it.
Yeah.
And like 18 months ago, if this conflagration of events could have happened, you could have had fucking Google buy them. Yeah, and then just still decided like 6 months later, I don't think we care about video games anymore, and walk off.
What?
At least I know Microsoft's going to fucking make video games.
Right.
Yeah, Phil Spencer brought that up in one of his interviews, was like, we don't know what Amazon and Google's intentions are. So, and I think that that's sort of PR spin of like, well, we bought them because we didn't know what they would do if they bought them. But it's a good point.
I mean, it's interesting because, like, yeah, they've gone through so much, you know, press trouble because of all the, you know, wretched happenings under that, you know, under that label. Mm-hmm. So this gives that sort of transition to be like a different company or to have different leadership in there that sort of reinvigorates that whole, you know, that whole company. So, you know,
I'm excited to have this conversation with you guys again a year from now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once the deal's actually closed and we kind of have some kind of a roadmap of what Microsoft's playing.
Because they had a bunch of soft announcements for Star Wars games, didn't they?
That was EA.
I forgot EA had those. I get EA and Activision mixed up all the time because they're both terrible.
Well, so EA only has exclusivity for one more year.
Yeah.
So they're dumping three games this year.
Yeah, they're dumping out three games this year. That's what it was. Oh, man. But before I embarrass myself anymore, let's get into predictions where I can embarrass myself properly. with all the...
Yeah, this way we'll actually physically keep track of the score so we know how much you
embarrass. Yes, agreed. So we've got five per almost. I think Haas is like eight or something. But
yeah, so I think that what we should, why don't we each throw out our five that we want to be scored,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end we can throw in the extras as sort of just like a
bonus. Sure. I've got my five. I've got mine all written out. I had two, and I've gotten it up to five.
So can I ask some questions about just scoring?
Sure.
So I have a few that are like two-parters.
Okay.
We do in decimal points. Can I get a half point?
Yeah, point fives. Yeah, we can do point fives. Yeah, okay. That works for me.
I hate
and
this.
And then I think that we can't copy each other. I think if somebody uses your prediction, you gotta move on.
For somebody who likes games so much, Haas, you hate gamifying anything.
Yes.
it's the most bizarre thing.
It's just for like a few $1,000s. Right, I don't understand.
So we're throwing in a couple grand. You know, well. We'll all buy Activision later, so it's fine.
Yeah.
We're good. I guess I'm going to leave this PC mining. I can't play any games this year, guys. I got to make some money.
I got to make some Bitcoin. Anyway, who wants to go first? Who wants to give out their first big prediction of...
Can I go first because I'm the
Patrick,
newbie?
Patrick, you are the newbie. You can go first. Absolutely.
All right. So my prediction is PlayStation Game Pass will be released this year.
Okay.
It'll be released before June, so that it's out over the summer.
Yep.
And it will be very underwhelming.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, that's just easy. That's an easy one.
I think that... Here's the deal. So it'll have PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and PlayStation 3 games at launch.
Yeah.
The PS4 catalog will just be a slightly expanded version of the instant game catalog that exists now.
So,
is it all PlayStation Now style? Is it play out of the cloud, or is it a download and play like Xbox?
So I think it's going to be like that patent that leaked a few, or I guess it didn't leak, but that patent that came out a few months ago, the Mark Cerny patent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be that, where your PS5 can emulate into a PS3, and you basically switch to PS3 mode.
Mm.
To play PS3 games.
The power of the cell.
But I think it's going to be one of those things that comes out and everybody's kind of like, okay, great.
Toy Story quality graphics.
I'll go ahead and go next because, Patrick, I have the exact same thing. I have Sony launches their Game Pass competitor. You were much more in depth about it than I was about.
I want those 0.25 points.
I think it'll come out in September. That'll be mine. Okay. It'll come out in September, and I agree with you. I think it'll have PS1, PS2, PS3, like just as catalog games.
Do you all have any thoughts on that? Like, because I really do think it's going to be something that comes out, and we don't really care about it for a couple of years.
Yeah, probably. There's a few games on there that I would like to see, like games that are just kind of disappeared or hard to get.
A Gungrave
for example. I have Gungrave, you fool. Like, I would ever get rid of my Gungrave copy.
I think that the best case scenario is that the games that were on the PlayStation Mini are also there. Like, I don't think it gets any better.
Well,
than
the
that.
Stuff yeah. they've already renewed the license on the license tracks for.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
I don't think we're gonna get anything too super exciting.
Yeah,
like I would love for PSP stuff to be there, or like Vita.
I'd love for a working Haunting Ground emulator, because all the Haunting Ground emulators have an effect that don't work. That would be nice, because there's a weird effect that like emulators just hate that happens through all of Haunting Ground.
I think that's going to be the biggest thing, is that when you compare, even just comparing backwards compatibility, because I'm pretty sure the only way they can make it work is by turning your PS5 into an emulator.
Yeah.
None of the stuff's going to be upscaled or like, look
well,
like the Xbox can
be. I would say that it will be emulation, obviously. But if the hobbyist community on the PC is any indication, PS3 is pretty much solved. Yeah. You need brute force to do it. But PS3 emulation, getting it like 2x res, you know, 1440p or 1080p in some situations where the games were sub 1080p, is actually totally doable on hardware that's comparable to that.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I've got my version of that. So here,
okay,
and I think mine is totally accurate. They're not going to let you put a fucking disc in there like the Xbox does.
No, absolutely not.
Mm.
Like, that's the thing. Is it like, I don't give a shit if you're going to have some kind of catalog or anything like that. It's like, if you're not going to go in for a penny, in for the pound, and offer the ability for me, like, I've got 100-something games for the PS1 on my wall. It's like, yeah, I understand. Honestly, that maybe only 20 of those will work. But the ones that do work, I should be able to just toss a disc in and not need your Game Pass.
The problem is that would further decrease the value of the digital only PlayStation.
But see, that's the thing, is that Microsoft did it both ways. And
sure, yeah.
I think they've been, you know, it's not just the backwards compatibility thing. It's the idea that like what has really soured me on Sony so many times here recently is that we'll do like a small upgrade patch for the PS4 version of this game, but then we're going to put out the director's cut that there's no upgrade path towards, and things like that. I don't like the way that they've done this, and I have no inclination whatsoever that they're going to do it any differently this time.
So none of us said pricing, but I don't think it's included in PlayStation Plus. I think it's an additional.
No, I think it's $15 and it has Plus in it. I'll put my stamp on that. I think it's $15 and it has their Plus in it.
I will.
You think that it's not an additional charge? It's just
no. It's you can either pay the $6 or whatever it is.
Oh, you pay $15 a month? Okay, and it's just all together.
Kind of like how Game Pass Ultimate is. It comes with Xbox Live Gold. It comes with Game Pass. It comes with PC Game Pass.
Okay,
I will remain neutral because I'm a coward.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that, from an optics standpoint, you kind of want it to be cheaper than Game Pass, because it's going to be tough to be like, yeah, look at, it's the same value.
But it's our games, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but okay. Well, I guess we all have our version of the Game Pass or the PlayStation Game Pass thing.
Yeah. And so if something in our prediction was wrong, you lose a point. If something in it was right, you get a point. Or if it was partially right, you get a half a point.
Yeah, so you can get up to 1 point.
Yeah.
there we go. All right.
So my second one, I have Persona 6 is announced and dated for 2023.
Okay.
No.
I don't have anything to really elaborate. I just think that they've been hinting towards it, and it'll be.
I mean, PlayStation dated for 2023. It will not come out in 2023.
Mm.
It'll be announced as PS5 exclusive. 2023. PlayStation's thing. What do they call them?
PlayStation.
Like the digital events that they do?
Whatever those fucking things. Play days or whatever.
It'll be a PS5 exclusive.
No, I have a different thing. It's announced and it also comes to Switch. Yep. That Shin Megami Tensei 5 sold a lot of copies.
Is that another prediction you're making, Haas, or is this on your list?
No, I want to answer his question.
Oh, okay.
That's just a rebuttal.
I want to go fucking head-to-head. That's a rebuttal.
Gotcha. Your turn.
I'll say it's announced.
Yeah.
I don't think it comes out in 2023, but that's not my other part of my prediction. My other part of my prediction is that's fucking coming to Switch.
It's not, but that'd be cool if it did, but it's not.
Switch Pro.
All right. My next one. I think the acquiring companies is going to continue. Nintendo's going to grab onto that. They're going to buy Sega. I'm saying it. Nintendo buys Sega this year.
That would be pretty wild.
Let's do it. Let's go all out. Let's buy this fledgling company.
Do they have the market cap to do that?
I don't know.
They buy Sega and then they definitely could. Yeah,
I'm sure they could. But throw out an N64 Mini. They'll be fine. You know?
And then they just immediately, just like they did with Mario, they publicly execute Sonic the Hedgehog.
Just shoot him in the back of the head, and we're done. Oh man! But no, that's my. Yeah,
if that happens, you should get 5 points.
I'm saying, like, I feel like if you throw it out there far enough, if it happens, then fuck it, you know. So there's my long reach. Great.
The internet would explode.
It would. It would explode. So there we go. But you know, like you said, when they got out of the console war, it was a big deal. So now, what if
that is the next logical step?
What if Sonic became a Nintendo property? That'd be crazy. So there we go.
All right. So here's my prediction for the year. The question I pose is: do we get any redesigned hardware this year, like a PS5 Slim or a Series X Slim? Mm-hmm. I say we get at least one of those.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't think so.
I do.
They can't even make enough of the regular version.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you shrink the die size, it gets easier to make.
Yeah. But, I mean, Sony just announced they're going to make more PS4s to fill the void.
Well, here's the thing. What if we get a Series S Slim that's the size of my phone?
Oh, yeah. I could see that dongle that was talked about forever ago, like a Chromecast type deal.
That's right. They were.
That could definitely happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be getting a new dongle. Could be getting a new dongle. So
you know, I love dongles.
That's what everybody wants, man. Everybody's down for it. Patrick, I believe it's back on you, right?
Yep. Yeah. I've got The Last of Us Remake will be Sony's big holiday release.
Okay. No new, just the remake of the original.
Yeah. Remake of the original.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I think that from the reports, like, that game's basically done. I think they're just going to sit on it until November.
Fucking ship. Come on, it's a Sony game. They don't know how to ship anything in Q4.
No, I think it's done. I think that game is done, and they're just going to sit on
hold it for the show.
To be their Christmas game. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and hold it for the release of the TV show, too.
Yeah,
it would be a good way to tie in.
Yeah.
All right, so my question was, do we get a Gears game this year?
No, I don't think so.
I say yes.
Oh my god!
This was a question. Is this a prediction?
Gears game? No, I mean
that was
maybe
my
like
prediction. My question was: do we get a Gears game this year? And I say yes.
Oh, okay,
I'm saying a full fledged Gears 6.
You think Gears 6 is this year?
It's been 2 years, and they've been working on Unreal Engine 5 to make that that Matrix Awakens demo. They're ready. That game will ship this year, and they will end that trilogy.
I mean,
do we wait? Gears 6? Oh, the new trilogy. I see what you're saying. Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. It's like if it's 6, then anyway, do we get a lightsaber version of the chainsaw or a fire version, flaming chainsaw?
They've already had that as skins. They've had skins.
They've had molten chainsaw. Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, do we get one that like you know? Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. Do we laser?
No. I think you're actually going in an interesting direction. Like, do you because of the implications of the story? Is there a part of this game where you play for real as the Locust?
There we go.
Do you play as the chainsaw?
Yeah,
yes.
Do you play as the chainsaw? You are a sentient chainsaw. Man?
I know is blood.
Some sort of chainsaw man of some type? Yes.
I am man. I am no chainsaw.
I'm down with that. John DiMaggio still plays, Marcus Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just checking. Didn't want him to change that up like they did with Solid Snake. That horse shit.
And he's better than ever. Yeah, like, his old Marcus is arguably better than young Marcus.
Yeah, I mean, he's an old guy, so that makes sense.
The bit in Gears of War 4 where you go to his fucking decrepit mansion.
That's fantastic.
And he starts yelling about my fucking tomato plants.
that is a great scene. That's probably my favorite scene in that game. It's pretty great.
It live on.
Yeah, man. It's always tomato plants with the post-apocalyptic things now. I don't know why. They're not great nutritionally, and they're not that great at growing in bad soil, so I don't really know why that always goes to those, but whatever.
Everybody, tomatoes, we gotta have them.
Well, yeah, I think it's so. You gotta make a sauce, man.
Yeah. You gotta make a sauce. It's true.
You gonna make a sauce out of a potato?
Yeah, no. You're not gonna make a sauce out of a potato. I would argue that
potato soup is delicious.
Well, yeah, but it's not sauce.
You don't just crush potatoes to make potato soup.
Fuck you.
Maybe I do.
Wait. And saying that it's potato soup.
Wait, is mashed potatoes just a sauce? I just thought about this. Hold on. Depends on
how much milk and sour cream you put in there, baby.
That's true. You could make mashed potatoes a sauce. This is crazy. Absolutely. I've changed my whole life. All right.
Let's scratch this whole podcast thing. We need to just open up a potato sauce-based restaurant.
Agreed. Totally agreed. All right. That was Patrick's third. Yep. Haas, was that your third? The Gears?
So, yes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go to my third then. My third prediction is that Steam UI update will transition out of the 1990s. I think they're due for it. What was their last one? Like 2019? Was that their last update?
All they did was just change it from just being a text list to having the pictures.
That's all they did. It was utter horseshit. It still behaves like it's a 1990s program. And I just feel like at some point that's going to bog down. And now you have things like Epic and you have Orion. Is it Orion? It's called Odyssey.
Yeah. And GOG
and like all those things, like they feel like interfaces that are now, and Steam still feels like something that comes from the early 2000s.
You think they try and tie it in next month with a Steam Deck?
Yes, I think they do. I think you need to relaunch your entire freaking UI because it's terrible. And just launch it in with there. Do that. Yeah. So
February 25th is the the first ones are going out. They just announced. So
I'm in the second wave. I'm in Q2. As somebody who's got over 1,000 games in my Steam library, it's like, man, it'd be nice if I could group these things a little more granularly.
Yeah. So as a web designer, this one hits close to home. So that's my hope for this one will actually get behind.
That would make sense.
So
Patrick,
All right, I'm saying Spyro 4.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that it's announced and it comes out this year.
New Spyro game.
Yeah, I think that they probably started making those games concurrently. Crash 4 and Spyro 4.
Yeah.
And now Spyro's ready.
He's sort of in other properties now, isn't he? Like, isn't he in Skylanders, I think?
Yeah, they used him as like the start of Skylanders, but I think it's going to be like, they're just going to pretend that after Year of the Dragon, there weren't any games, and this is the continuation.
and this is the new one.
That trilogy sold really well.
It did.
It also looked phenomenal.
That game's beautiful.
That was Toys for Bob, right?
That was Toys for Bob, yes.
I would like for Toys for Bob to make another one of those. I thought that game turned out really, really well. My wife really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Haas, you want to go next or me?
I can go next. I'm going to say that Sony doesn't have any AAA games that are unannounced that actually ship this year. They may announce some games to ship this year that are, AAA, $70 disc games. They may announce some, but they will not ship this year.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There we go.
Does The Last of Us count?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna get that point, and you're not. So it's 2 points for me.
Sure.
No new games announced. All right. My next one. Which one should I do next? Yeah, this one I think will happen. This one I'm gonna go for this one. I'm gonna leave my last one for something that's more. Yeah. So my next one is Metaverse or Meta, whatever the hell they call themselves. Facebook. They're going to announce a gaming division this year. I think they will announce that they are starting new games and they're going to be developing them for fucking 10 years ahead of time or whatever, you know, get all that horse shit out.
They kind of already do that. I mean, that's what Quest 2 is.
Yeah, but I mean, they will announce... They will announce internal development
team.
Yes, we have internal development teams and we're going to be doing this, this, and this, and blah, 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 to probably inch on the idea of PSVR, because PSVR might be coming this year, so or at least announced.
We didn't really talk about it, but yeah, the PSVR 2 stuff looks pretty crazy.
Yeah, so I think on that line, I think that they will announce that they have their own internal gaming division or whatever, because
it's also a
big market cap to do that. It's like, oh, hey, we have a gaming division because gaming is huge right now. So it's easy for people to invest to be like, oh, gaming division. OK, well, I'll throw a couple billion into that. You know, as if that's a guarantee for anything. You know, do you remember how much Google stock went up when they announced the Stadia, like it was just like it was huge. It's like, oh, they're getting into gaming. There's no way they could fail at this.
And you're like, do you guys remember Google Glass and the million other things that they dabbled in and threw away?
Yeah,
right. I have a fun fact about Google Stadia. I won a Google Stadia starter kit at a bingo game.
That's awesome. Do you still have it?
I do. Yeah, I got the controller and the little stick and everything.
That's fantastic. Just keep that and box it. Keep it boxed. That's
Howard Google. He signed it and gave it to me.
Nice. Howard Google himself. There we go.
I really did. I won a bingo, and the guy was like, here it is. That's what you win.
That's great. That's awesome. Who's next? Patrick? I think it's
my last one. Right, I got a couple interesting ones. I'm going to go with my most bold, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I got Breath of the Wild 2 hits this year.
Mm.
And wins the game awards for game of the year.
Okay.
Like, not any individual website, but the game awards thing.
It'll win. If it comes out this year, I guarantee your second half will be correct. I think
my more bold prediction is that I think it hits this year. I really
do. I think that's going to be kind of a masterpiece, that thing, when it comes out. I think everybody's going to drool on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah. Haas? You're deciding on your last one because you have several to choose from, I believe. Right?
Yeah.
How about I go first? You keep thinking. How about that?
Sure.
All right. On my last prediction, this one's kind of a far-fetched one, but it kind of is and it kind of isn't. But I think the way the climate's going right now, I think this might be something. And then after the acquisition by Microsoft, this might be something that goes. I think Overwatch 2 will come out to zero fanfare. I don't think anyone's going to care, but a new animated series for Netflix will be announced for Overwatch.
Oh, that, I would be so much more hyped for the Netflix show,
right? I would just say, but that's what they will hype that up with a new announcement for an animated series, because Arcane did so well, Dota's doing really well. Like these
that's MOBA, a really good one.
These MOBA games are doing really well and getting a lot of people coming to their
Netflix
show to their products.
Could kill. Also,
and
in that universe, that's a good one. I hope that happens.
I hope it does too. So we'll see if it will get announced. Obviously, it won't be made by then. It won't come out.
It's already ready. It's actually coming out next month.
They've done it. Yeah, they've finished it up already. That's what they've been waiting on this whole time. They had no idea. So,
that
would be pretty cool. I would be down with it. Haas, what is your final prediction?
What major game slips to 2023? God of War 2.
God of War. You don't think God of War?
No, it doesn't, you fool.
I just have zero faith in their ability to hit a deadline.
That game is coming out this year.
Sure. That is why it's my prediction, not yours, dickhead.
Coming out this year. Hey, you rebutted mine.
Yeah. You say September, Patrick? You think September?
I think it comes out, September.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that game makes it this year. The one I would have actually predicted is semi-true already. When I came up to with my idea of what major game slips into 23, I said Stalker.
Oh,
and,
really?
That game is now December, so it would almost be too easy to pick that one. But that game was coming out
about
April.
When we go through the games for next year, next week, that's one that I'm interested in discussing.
Yeah,
Yeah, I want, I guess for next week, we'll just bring a fat list and cull it down into like maybe the 15 games we're most excited about. And then we'll talk about what we've been playing. And then maybe we pick one of those games that has like a sequel coming out this year or spiritual successor. And we use that as our old game to talk about. But I guess that is what we'll talk about next time.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
That's everybody, right? Everybody's given five now?
That is it, yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go rapid fire with the couple other ones that I had here.
Okay.
I had three others, so I have... I'm not 100% behind it, so it's why I kept it, but I think there's a chance that Super Mario Odyssey 2 exists and comes out this year.
Ooh. I think so, too.
Really?
I don't think it's called Odyssey 2, though.
No, but like whatever, the sequel to Odyssey.
Yeah. You know? I think a 3D Mario in the style of that Bowser's Fury comes
like a
out
bigger
this
version
year.
Of that.
Or spring next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I definitely think it gets announced, but I think that the big shock might be like, and it's done. Like, it's coming out really soon.
Right. Yeah.
And then also, I have Final Fantasy VII 2. Mm-hmm. We get some kind of crazy big cinematic trailer for it, and they say it's going to come out next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I think PS5 outsells Xbox 2-1.
Yeah.
2-1?
Yeah. Like, it's not going to be close this year. It's
still going to be. But, you know, in the holiday season that Microsoft tightened it up, right?
Yeah, I think that the story is going to be like Microsoft doing all this stuff, and at the end of the year, it's going to be like, oh, but PlayStation's still selling like stupid.
Yeah, and I think that, so I had another prediction that we didn't talk about before the show that actually I think could tie into this, is that if the story is still that Microsoft is underselling, I think they cut the price of the S as it currently sits to $199. Mm-hmm. And then they have a 249 version with a better hard drive. Because, like, almost every single person that I try to pitch on the Series S that just kind of wants to get into the new generation is just like, well, that hard drive's just not big enough, and I don't want to buy an expansion drive. And I'm like, that's true. So what if they had something that was still cheaper than when the S launched at 249 that's 1 terabyte, and then you could even still, you could have a premium S that's 299.
Now, what do you think about, so you said, actually, we mentioned it earlier, and it made me think about this. What if... no price drop for the S, but that streaming dongle comes out and it's $99.
I would need it to be better than xCloud is right now. Like, because a lot of that streaming dongle stuff was that, oh, it's just going to be an xCloud device. Mm-hmm. I would need more balls to it than that.
I just mean, but if it's $100, like say you get that and a controller for $100.
Yeah, I mean, a controller's $60. So it's almost worth trying it just to see.
Like that, I could see that happening for sure. Them just being like, listen, the barrier for entry is $100 and then you pay $15 a month and you've got...
Oh, shit. I missed the opportunity to have the most slam dunk prediction of the year. Fuck.
Okay.
Too bad we closed those categories already.
Yeah, who cares? Go ahead.
Microsoft ships a Game Pass app for xCloud on televisions this year.
Oh, yeah, like for smart TVs?
That's easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's going to happen this year.
Hmm. Yeah.
I could see it. Yeah, if xCloud's ready. And that would just... that would tie into that dongle existing.
I'll be honest, though. So there have been a few games that I kind of wanted to dabble with that I've played through xCloud streaming on my Xbox, and it works fine.
Yeah,
is it perfect? No.
Yeah, I've had issues.
I've also been downloading something and played it out of xCloud at the same time, which is kind of like that. It's quietly that realization of, you know, play it while you download thing that everybody thought Gaikai was going to be before it turned into PS Now for the PS4. You know, it's like here we are 7 years later and it's like we finally got that. But, you know.
Yeah, no, I played a good amount of the gunk through xCloud and it played perfectly fine.
Yeah, I don't know how I would feel about that game without the fidelity, because I played that on my Series S, and at the lower resolution, that simpler art I thought kind of looked trashy.
It definitely looked better once I actually installed it, but like for a game like that, I think unless you're like playing something like really twitchy, it's perfectly fine.
I tried to play Windjammers that way. Don't do that.
Yeah, probably not.
But Windjammers, I have things to talk about next week.
Yeah, next week I'll have... probably 20 to 40 hours in Pokemon Legends Arceus to unload on you also.
Nice.
And Brandon's going to have some stuff too. So I guess that might do it for this week.
Yep. That's going to do it for this week. This has been the Video Destruct podcast. You can check us out at videodestruct.com. Patrick, thanks for being with us. Sorry.
Yeah. No, thanks for welcoming me back.
Absolutely. And this has been the Video Destruct podcast. You can check us out at videodestruct.com, destinationcomics.com/DNN. You can also check us out on Facebook, and on Twitter. And you can also
follow me on Twitter at @Hoss_buddy. That's HOSS_BUDDY. I talk about comic books and video games and deals and horse shit and how bad Monday Night Raw is.
Follow me on Twitter, BFF yep. Patrick.
Yep.
If you just want to see how good I am at Wordle.
There you go.
He's pretty good at Wordle.
It's like, aren't we all good at Wordle? I'm not good at Wordle.
No.
But that's going to do it, guys. Thanks for being with us. We got to go. We're out of time.